content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Martha Potter from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading selections from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State magazine is underwritten by Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974 and underwriting this podcast for over 15 years. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The March issue of Our State magazine features articles all about spring cleaning. But first up is the welcome message from Elizabeth Hudson, the editor. It's entitled, Well Kept. We had a potion, a polish, a cleanser for every room. Under the kitchen sink, spick and span in its orange box, waited at the ready for the floors. There was mop and glow for the final shine. By the faucet stood a bottle of Joy, my mother's preference, but my grandmother swore by Palmolive, emerald green and thick as syrup. Inspired by the commercial, I'd pour some into a little saucer and lower my fingertips into the suds, just like the woman on TV, and announce proud as I could be that I, too, was soaking in it. I'm a little embarrassed to admit that one of my favorite childhood pastimes was recording television commercial jingles on my portable Panasonic cassette recorder. I'd sit cross-legged on the carpet, right up next to the TV, two fingers hovering over record and play, waiting for that opening hook. I'd like to teach the world to sing. My baloney has a first name. Sometimes you feel like a nut. And then there was the catchiest one of all, the song still lodged in my mind. Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. We swiped furniture with Lemon Pledge and worked Old English into the scratches. Pine Sol lived in the bathroom. Tide and Downy sat side by side on the shelf above the washer. Lysol spray, Comet in its green can. There was a product for every surface, a solution for every problem. In our house, cleaning was a daily practice, not so much a chore as an everyday act of care. My mother was forever wiping down a counter, fluffing a couch cushion, nudging the fringe of the hallway rug straight with her foot. The house was always being set right again. As much as I love the scents of North Carolina, sweet shrub in a garden, musky seed mounded in a hardware store bin, pine needles crunching underfoot, nothing makes me feel quite as much at home as the scent of a clean house. Lemon and soap, a light lift in the air, evidence that someone has been there tending to things. When I'd spend the night at my grandmother's house after the dishes had been washed and set in the rack to dry, and the heavy aroma of fried chicken or something sweet had begun to fade, I'd climb into her bed, freshly made up with percale sheets, line-dried and crisp. Nobody talked about thread count then, but those sheets felt impossibly smooth, the way well-washed cotton can be, and smelled faintly of talcum powder. My grandmother slept beside me in a nightgown, softened by a thousand washings, her gray hair pinned up for the night, little metal clips holding a curl here and there. She slept on her side, peaceful and still, the room clean and calm, and it took me years to understand how much work had gone into making it so. The washing, the folding, the careful keeping of things, how love, repeated daily, had made a place for rest. I lay there in the dark, small and unknowing, breathing it all in, and slept. And now I will take you on a descriptive journey through this month's photo essay entitled Sense of Place. From wood smoke to salt air, familiar smells carry memory, tradition, and comfort across North Carolina. From the oven at the biscuit factory in High Point, a pan sends up steam that smells like flour-dusted countertops and kitchens where love is measured in butter. Speaking of butter, I'm looking at a pan, freshly baked biscuits being brushed with a paintbrush, being brushed lightly with butter across the top. They're glistening and golden brown. honeysuckle and magnolia. Honeysuckle smells good enough to eat. Pinch a honeysuckle bloom and pull the pistil to find a tiny bead of nectar that tastes lightly of, what else? Honey. Magnolia. The southern magnolia has a scent as heady and lavish as its giant porcelain blooms, hanging heavy in the air like a misty spring day. You almost always smell them first, and when you catch a whiff, you lift your nose to the wind like a plot hound on the trail. Yes, it's this way, over here. And then you see them, bright magnolia blooms grinning wide against deep green leaves. Barbecue. The smoke rolls low and slow, carrying an aroma of pork fat and aged wood, of time and care. It brings a slow-burning memory of pig pickings, family reunions, and Carolina tradition, and it will cling to you long after you leave your favorite barbecue joint. And there's a barbecue sandwich full to the brim with chopped barbecue and coleslaw on top. And the right picture shows pork ribs and pork shoulder in a smoker with the smoke just wafting off of it. The tasting notes of a barbecue sandwich from Southern Smoke Barbecue in Garland might read, deep wood smoke, bright vinegar, a flicker of peppery heat, and a hint of sweetness. Pine sap. Pine sap will stick to you and with you. Its scent a reminder of the beloved places and people who live beneath great green pines and Carolina blue skies. Each step on some sun-warmed pine straw in the longleaf pine forests of the Sandhills game lands releases a sensory burst, fresh, rich, resinous. And the photo is there's a grassland in the forefront, and then rising from that you have pine trees and a few other shrubs, and there's a not quite full moon in the background. It's in the daytime, though. And the bright Carolina blue sky. And then they show that same moon at night. Silhouetted against it is a pine cone and a pine frond with the pine straw. That you can see the moon in the background in a dark blue sky. Almost sunset. Burning rubber. The friction of Goodyear rubber against scorched asphalt tickles your senses. It's acrid and unmistakably electric. Mix in puffs of gasoline and exhaust, fried food and cold beer, and the nose knows it's race day. Rockingham Speedway is charged with the scent of speed in summer, metal in motion, as vivid in the nose as in the ears. And there's a little glimpse of the Rockingham Speedway and the cars moving along and all the pit crews in the background. Fried seafood. The aroma unearths a soul-deep hunger. Your mouth waters at the smell. Salt and hot oil. Sweet in that way only good seafood is. Add tangy coleslaw, fresh hush puppies, and lemon wedges, and waiting feels near impossible. At Cape Fear Seafood Company in Wilmington, a fried seafood platter of shrimp, flounder, oysters, scallops, and clams delivers a boatload of coastal scent and flavor. And there's the cult bowl of coleslaw and lemon wedge right there with it. Wood smoke. This is at Winston-Salem. A plume of wood smoke tells you that something meaningful is being made, something comforting and warm rising from the fire with care and intention. Inside the tavern in Old Salem Museums and Gardens in Winston-Salem, they bake love feast buns over glowing embers while the smell of smoke wafts onto the porch. And it shows a picture of a lady cutting up some apples and other vegetables. And the wood fire behind, she's dressed in period clothing. And then we have a close-up of the wood fire in the actual oven. and there's cranberries and nuts and such. Salt air. Wrightsville Beach. It's like the ocean's been wrung out into the air. Now it's the wind's turn to carry the scent of brine and minerals, sand and sea life. Breathe deep, and you can almost taste the Atlantic. From a perch on Crystal Pier, you can spot surfers waiting for that next big one, faces washed in salty sea breeze. And then the facing picture is a pathway between some a rickety fence meant to hold back and hold the sand in place and the grasses in place. That path is leading out to the beach itself. And it's probably at either sunrise or sunset because there's some pink and yellow in the sky right at the horizon and some sea oats wafting in the wind. Hot Krispy Kreme's donuts. Back to Winston-Salem. It's akin to a religious experience, the kind that makes you utter little happy sounds you can't control. A Krispy Kreme donut, hot off that merry conveyor belt, smells like heaven. Warm yeast and melted glaze, sugar and heat, rich and airy all at the same time. Ordering less than a dozen might be a sin. Krispy Kreme has been drawing crowds since its first store opened in Winston-Salem in 1937. And in the picture they show the red neon sign that says hot now. That's when their donuts are hot. Wet clay. When it's still soft and cool, North Carolina clay smells like the ground after a summer thunderstorm, like soil reawakening from a long nap. It smells, too, of muddy hands shaping something from nothing, softly, steadily. Pamlico County Potter shapes clay while it's full of possibilities and earthiness. And we see a picture of hands and a potter's hands forming probably a bowl, a deep bowl on the potter's wheel with the tools, the tools that would, the sponge and water and clay and a WYSIWYG, it says. There's a WYSIWYG that gives some ability to have some texture into the clay. Tobacco. With one inhale comes a scent that's both bittersweet and bittersweet. It tells the story of where it's been, in rows under the scorching sun, then strung up in the rafters to dry. And even after it's brown and brittle leaves are loaded onto a truck and sent away, that fragrance stays put, stubborn as a mule, settled into the barn's nooks and crannies for generations to come. For folks who've worked the fields, like I have, there's a circa 1900 family in eastern North Carolina. They're showing a barn that's the family's barn, tobacco barn, which is a very, very familiar sight to me. The smell lingers in memories, too. It's a black and white photo, circa 1900s. And there's only one entrance, and that's the entrance from a small square door at the bottom, the base of the cabin or the barn. An old country store. This was out of West Jefferson. Every old country store in North Carolina smells right about the same, like sweet food and dust, penny candy and paper sacks, hoop cheese and firewood. It's musty after all these years of service, its floors creaked thin by generations of boots. You hope it's still there years from now, too, smelling just like this. Winston Watson General Store has stood in West Jefferson since Francis, quote, Bill, or known as Bill Watson, opened it in 1898. The current owner, Benjamin Ray, bought and restored the property back in 2025, last year. And it has it's decorated with some old logging saws and old implements above the door leading into the store. Now we'll circle back around to the main theme of this month's issue. The front of the cover of the issue says, The Field Guide to Springtime. And this the main theme is spring cleaning. It's a ritual of renewal, a fresh start. With small batch soaps and heirloom brooms in hand, we're clearing a path for spring in North Carolina, making room for new beginnings, and uncovering a few surprising treasures along the way. Beautiful blooms are harbingers of spring, and pollen, of course, if only the whole state could get a good scrub down. The first article is Signs of Care. The names on adoptive highway placards belong to neighbors who show up, suit up, and help keep North Carolina beautiful. And thanks to volunteers like the wild, wacky, wonderful women of the world in Cary, the state's adopted highway program keeps our roads, like this stretch in Reidsville, looking their best. And they, sure enough, there's a great swath of fuchsia, petunias perhaps, on one side of the road and another swatch on the other side of the road. And there's a little inset with the wild, wacky, wonderful women of the world out of Cary. That's there underneath their placard on Adopt a Highway. And they are there to clean up and spruce up that part of the highway that they've adopted. You can learn a lot about your neighbors by the litter they leave behind. Just ask Deborah Harrell Meehan, who volunteers to clean High House Road in Cary with a group she founded entitled Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women of the World. Much of the trash they find is mundane. Hubcaps, political signs, fast food boxes. But sometimes the trash raises eyebrows, such as the time they found a man's outfit, shoes included, tucked behind a bush. A few yards away, they discover the rest of the story, a women's outfit, shoes included, tucked behind another bush. Turns out, Meehan's group isn't the only wild and wacky one in Cary. You can also learn a lot about your neighbors by the people who clean up the litter. What compels people to don a reflective vest and pick up a grabber and a trash bag for an afternoon of roadside cleaning with Adopt a Highway? Cleaning up trash may not be glamorous, but volunteers say it brings a sense of community, fun, and not least of all, an Adopt-a-Highway sign bearing their actual name. Case in point, those wild, wacky, wonderful women of the world. The Triangle-based group, which has more than 900 members worldwide, set out to do good works and to have a good time doing them. When you talk to the Cary members about their Adopt-a-Highway work, they describe a quarterly social outing. Meehan brings a cooler full of drinks and snacks in case anyone forgot to eat that morning. I'm a mom, okay? And the women chat as they clean, catching up with each other. About 10 women volunteer each time, representing a wide range of ages. Our group's membership rule is ages 21 to 101, says Meehan, age 75, but at this rate, I may live right on. The unusual items they discover become props for funny photo ops. A member speeding down the sidewalk on a discarded scooter, or Meehan grinning with a $100 bill she discovered in a shrub. Then the woman posed by their Adopt-a-Highway sign, pause to admire a job well done, and go out to lunch together. That $100 bill funded one of those lunches. I set the stage to make it a joyful event, says Meehan. When we do it together, the joy is multiplied. It's one thing to go out and do it by yourself, but when you're talking and getting to know people, it's different. It's an opportunity to know your neighbor. It's not about trash, but about camaraderie, a connection of people. The wild, wacky, wonderful women of the world are part of a long tradition of volunteers who keep North Carolina's highways clean. The roots of our state's Adopt-a-Highway program go back to 1967. Janelle Coulter Moore, wife of Governor Dan K. Moore, was inspired by the work of her friend, Lady Bird Johnson, who had campaigned for the Highway Beautification Act of 1965. The Moores chartered the Keep North Carolina Beautiful, which rolled out programs like litter cleanups to preserve the state's physical beauty and encourage environmental stewardship. In 1988, the North Carolina Department of Transportation began their Adopt-a-Highway program. Today, it complements a broad range of initiatives from various organizations and localities dedicated to keeping the state clean and attractive, such as Adopt-a-Stream, Adopt-a-Beach, the Wildflower Program, and the annual Azalea Celebration. Now about 120,000 North Carolinians keep nearly 10,000 miles of roadways tidy via Adopt-a-Highway. Volunteers pledge to clean 2 miles of a state-maintained highway 4 times a year for at least 4 years. In exchange, their name goes on a sign along that road. Some register with an organization such as a church, a nonprofit, or a fraternity. Some work alongside family or friends, coming together to do a little good. Others do the work as a tribute to a loved one they've lost. Adopt-a-Highway is among the longest-running and most successful volunteer programs with the North Carolina DOT, and it saves the state millions of dollars. These kind souls not only beautify roads, but they also free up taxpayer dollars that the state can use to fund other projects. From the mountains to the coast, we have groups who've been part of this program since the beginning, says Bridget Barth, a spokesperson with NCDOT. It's just truly amazing to me because this isn't easy volunteer work, but it's meaningful volunteer work, and it keeps our communities looking great. The state also offers Sponsor a Highway program that allows companies to pay contractors for debris pickup in exchange for roadside signs. Chances are you've passed a sign for Raleigh-headquartered Johnson Automotive Group, which sponsors 1,165 of the program's 1,361 miles in 2025. With Adopt-a-Highway, however, the people whose names are on the signs are the ones with the trash bags. Both programs offer a valuable service, but there's something extra special about the volunteers who come out each quarter to do the work together, what they put into it, but also what they get out of it. Through the work of Adopt-a-Highway, the state gets to roll out the green carpet to visitors. When people drive into North Carolina, its volunteers want them to see a state that takes pride in its beauty. There's an economic aspect as well. When corporations scout locations for future offices, it helps to present them with a state well cared for. This work accomplishes more than keeping our state pretty, however. A positive environmental impact may be the most important legacy of the Adopt-a-Highway program. Even the smallest pieces of trash can pose significant threats. Cigarette butts, the most common form of litter, don't degrade. Instead, they slowly release toxic chemicals into the soil and waterways. Chewed up gum, another common form of litter, can leak microplastics into the soil. In addition to potentially posing a hazard to wild animals and pets that mistake the gum for food. When roads are clear of garbage and the pollution and eyesores that go with it, the entire community benefits. Dominique Bostic Arrington signed up with Adopt-a-Highway shortly after she moved to West Charlotte 3 years ago. Her company, AAA Therapeutic Farm, adopted a stretch of Little Rock Road near Charlotte Douglas International Airport. For most people, this is an area to pass through on their way to somewhere else. And the tossed trash is a testament to their lack of investment. But Bostic Arrington believes that those who live in West Charlotte deserve to have clean roads that are a source of community pride. I'm surprised by the amount of trash people throw out of their window that they think will just disappear, Bostic Arrington says. I mean, why is there a whole bag of Arby's food out there? Who does that? On their quarterly pickups, Bostic Arrington and her team or family dispose of everything from food wrappers to car parts left behind after crashes. At the end of the day, they look back at the clean road and feel like part of the solution, part of the community. That little bit of time makes a big impact, she says. The main reason we adopted it is to make people on this side of the city feel prideful. About 25 miles north, the men of F3 Davidson, an outdoor fitness and fellowship group, also take pride in their community. As most people are just waking up, they're already on the roads at 5:30 a.m., running past woods and horse pastures. It's a beautiful place to exercise, but it's sometimes dotted with litter. F3 Davidson members don't just run past the trash. The point of this group is community, so they adopted a stretch of the roads they usually run. Because we're a group that meets outside 365 days a year, taking care of the environment around us is important. It's where we spend a lot of our time collectively, says member Mark Roper. Keeping it clean for the betterment of our town is super important. As serious as the problem of litter is, the F3 Davidson men also take the same enjoyable approach to cleanup as the wild, wacky, wonderful women of the world do. If they're going to be out there together, they might as well have fun. So as they pick up trash, they also talk and catch up. On their Adopt-a-Highway sign is part of a proverb, iron sharpens iron, which guides their belief that when people come together, they make each other stronger. As they gather to clean these roads, they make their own town stronger, too. The community notices. Meehan, Bostic Arrington, and Roper all share how much their groups joy appreciative honks from people driving by. Sometimes people yell, "Thank you!" from car windows or pull over to offer a grateful handshake. Sometimes you feel like the whole world is out of your hands and out of control, Meehan says. You can't do everything, but you can take little steps like this. Believe it or not, people will witness you out there doing it, and it does make a difference. We'll wrap up this episode with one of the new columns, new categories in the our state. It's entitled Love Note to NC, a tiny tribute to things we adore about where we call home, the steering wheel wave. To get one for yourself, wander off the main road to the streets that feel somehow familiar, like childhood. They feel safe even without sidewalks, like kicking pine cones down the lane, like seeing porches with space for company. Soon, someone will pass by. Someone will give you a steering wheel wave. Folks raised in our small state's small towns, maybe Old Fort, Siler City, or my birthplace of Goldsboro, help understand this salute's increasing intensities by heart, whether we realize it or not. The quiet nod to strangers. One finger lifted from the wheel, two fingers, four to acquaintances. Big, whole-handed waves with smiles to friends and loved ones. Each gesture says, "I see you. Yes, I see you. We're in the same place here together." Each signal lasts only a moment, long enough for people to pass on the road. Still, we feel it far longer. Somebody sees us. Somebody recognizes us, the way North Carolina neighbors do. We are welcome here, together. We've got time for a quick quiz question. Appalachian Medley Scenic Byway follows NC Highway 209 for 40 miles through the Blue Ridge Mountains and Pisgah National Forest. It runs between Hot Springs and which body of water near Waynesville? Your choices are A, Fontana Lake, B, Lake James, C, Lake Junaluska. If you said C, Lake Junaluska, you are correct. That sound means we're out of time for today's episode of Our State Magazine. I hope you've enjoyed it and that you'll join us next time. I'm Martha Potter, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's reading of Our State Magazine is underwritten by Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Our State Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.